In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what the most popular Halloween costume will be this year. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru, where all vehicles are built in zero landfill plants. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the Overbrook Foundation, supporting CatalogChoice.org, a nonprofit service that allows customers to decide which catalogs to receive in the mail. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago, in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Blythe Haga. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Mohammed Mao. A big congratulations to the winner of this week's Name That Crime contest on our blog, Mr. Al Dale. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. B.J. Lideman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the big Halloween costume this year? Peter Gross.
The Christine O'Donnell. It's a whole kit that comes complete with a witch's hat, an edited copy of the Constitution, and a chastity belt.
Kerry O'Connor.
Something scary, like full Muslim garb.
And Mo Rocca.
Naturally, the wrench is too damn high guy.
And if we see any of those costumes, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Peter Gross, Kerry O'Connor. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week, Philadelphia, PA. See you there. This is NPR.